This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. An HM bonus edition of the Homemade Broadcast. My name is William Koontz, and if you are receiving this message, that means the Tampa Bay Lightning have taken the ice for their 2023-2024 campaign. And we wish them the best of luck this season. Myself, Johnny B, and we really mean it. We're not kidding, even though sometimes it hurts. It hurts. I can't help it. It hurts. Still love the Lightning, but ouch. You know, one of the things I'm worried about is I'm home now. I'm home at night. And that means I have stuff here. Tonight, I'm having Yellowstone. Let's see if you can see that there. Yellowstone single barrel handpick collection. This is from Liquor Depot. It's 115 proof. It's signed by Stephen Beam himself, the main distiller over there. So that's very good. Smells good. Tastes good too, like burnt black licorice kind of. That's good. Good stuff. I'm worried that this is going to lead to more drinking. Usually I'm good during the week, but yikes. I don't know. We'll see. But we're back, and I'm going to be here all season. You know, 6 months, we'll be back on the air on Thursday. So that means on Wednesday, you're going to have the Homemade Broadcast streaming live on YouTube over at willsyoutube.com with Anna. So I hope that you join us there. If not, you can get the podcast. It'll be out Sunday at midnight. That's fun. You can get in touch with the show. 813-693-2124, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I'd encourage you to do that and enjoy it and comment and stuff like that. It's fun. The Bucks got beat pretty bad last night. The Philadelphia Eagles, Tampa Bay squared off on Monday night. Eagles won 25-11. Some Eagles fans, there were a lot. I heard it was well over half that filled Raymond James Stadium on Monday night on Monday Night Football, and they weren't nice, apparently. I've heard some people that went to the game, they're not a fan. They weren't a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles fans, and I can't say that I blame them. I saw this. Let me pull this up for you so you can see it. By the way, if you're listening on a podcast, you're missing out on visuals. Let's get that there. The Bucks tried to get their flag going, and this huge, huge flag. And the Philadelphia Eagles prevented them from doing that. Yeah, as you can see there. Well, what do you expect? Number one, those flags are stupid. I don't like the big flags. And now I'm covered. I can't see. You know, I know it looks cool from the air. It's something cool for Monday Night Football. But have a banner, have one of the airplanes from MacDill take it or something. Like, don't crowd everybody's view. Now I can't see the damn game because we got to do this cool visual. No. I don't like the flags. Enough with the flags, Tampa Bay. But what do you expect? I mean, if you're, this is their stadium now. This is Philadelphia's stadium. There's more Eagles fans than Bucks fans there. And they're saying, no, we're not doing that. And what do you learn? Power wins. Numbers win. And they said, no, we're not doing that. And that's, there you go. Look at that. Of course, there was the Eagles fans after celebrating in the streets. Poor Michael Peluska of ABC Action News here. He's just trying to do his stinking job. He's just trying to report on the game.
Let's start with ABC Action News reporter Michael Peluska. He's been outside the stadium throughout the evening. He joins us live with the very latest. Michael, how's it going out there?
Hi. Hi, Wendy. Good evening. Yeah, you know, these are not the live shots you want to do after the Bucks lost, because people are coming out here. They're yelling in front of the camera. They said it looked more like a Eagles home game out here. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happened, you know. And I'll try to get through a live shot. You know, the Eagles fans were annoying before the game. They're even worse now. Maybe we could find a Bucks fan to talk to. Hey, what did the Bucks do right today?
Nothing.
What did the Eagles do right?
Everything.
There you go. All right. Hey. No cursing. Thank you. All right.
So you know what? Surrounded by animals.
Still like Baker Mayfield, and we still like the.
Oh, he's trying. Still like Baker Mayfield, and they rightfully clown him there. I mean, what do you want? We're in their stadium.
Bucks. And so, Wendy, until things are getting a little crazy, so we may have to send it back to you guys.
Wow. Poor Michael. I mean, like, what do you want to be? They're out. Bucks fans are trying to talk after that game. Wasn't good. They played pretty good up until halftime, but the momentum quickly shifted after that, and really wasn't even close. You know, listen. Was there missed opportunities in that game? Yeah. Mike Evans dropped some balls. He said he dropped some balls, and he can't be dropping the balls. You know, that's what he's paid to do, catch them balls. And there was some, you know, some fumbles, some turnovers. But the Eagles are good, man. I mean, you can't dog them. They're probably the favorite on paper right now. So, yeah, that sucks. It is disappointing that there were so many Eagles fans there. And, you know, especially losing at home when you're out. Listen, you know, I heard people dogging Bucks fans for selling their tickets. Do you even know if you go to sell your tickets, do you know that you're selling it to a Philadelphia fan? I don't think so, right? Like, you can't discriminate and say, I will not sell to Eagles fans. You must be a Buccaneers fan if I'm going to sell my ticket. You know, an apple costs $2. So I understand if people get season tickets, they could probably make their nut back selling for this game. And then they make back their whole season ticket package. But unfortunately, now you got these damn animals here in this. I don't want Philadelphia fan. Listen, my family's from Philadelphia. God bless them. But no. We moved here for a reason. We don't need these people here soiling our precious Tampa Bay beaches, sweating all over. Italian sausage sweat. Philly cheesesteak sweat. Oh, look at him. Look how sweaty this man is up here. But what can you say? You can't say anything. They can't handle this heat anyways and humidity. They shouldn't be here. They're held together by Cheese Whiz. They can't be down in this heat. They'll melt. This is for your own safety, Philadelphia fans. Just don't show up. It's not worth it. You can watch it on TV in a nice, cool temperature. Have yourself some broccoli bites. Eat them. Enjoy yourself. Chicken wings. Yum. Those are good. You can just enjoy them from home in Philadelphia. How many of these people were actually from Philadelphia? Did they fly down here? Nobody has money. Actually, a lot of people have money. It's weird. There's a lot of haves and have-nots going on right now. A lot of income disparity. He looks like Chunk, though. Come on. From Goonies. Look how far apart this man's eyes are. Is this a glitch? Can you see this? Let me see if I can make this bigger. Can you see this man? Look at this monster in the background. That is, hey, you guys, all day long. And I'm sorry, sir. And I'm being a little harsh. You look like Chunk from the Goonies. Sorry, dog. Are you from the area? He's probably from Tampa, too. A lot of people moved here. Don't forget, a lot of people moved here. It's not necessarily that they're from Philadelphia. Second generation, third generation. I'm one of those. You know, this was way, way, way before COVID. My mom moved here when it was all orange groves. So, I mean, the Northeast is where I originated, but I'm a native born Tampanian. I can't buy season tickets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers games. Not sure I would want to. Unless it was in a box, because it's too hot, because I'm held together by Cheese Whiz. I can't do the heat. But I mean, it's hard to be mad. It makes me angry. It's upsetting that the city of Tampa Bay let down the city of Tampa with sports. That's another silly thing to say. But it is disappointing when your home team is 2-0, you know, looking pretty good, beating expectations. I would say you really didn't know. It appears that Minnesota, they beat week one, is not that good. They lost again. They're winless still. But they won, what, like 15 games or something last season? So it looked like they were probably going to be pretty good. They don't appear to be that good. It's two games. I think they lost again this week, so they're 0-3. Chicago, who the Buccaneers beat in week two, really bad, really bad team. Maybe the worst team. Potentially the Denver Broncos might be worse. But, man, it's a dead heat right there. They are not good at all. So the Buccaneers beat them. And then you got the Eagles. I mean, paper champions, certainly, at least on paper. They might be real champions by the end of the season. Got a good team.
Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show.
Like I said, it's hard to blame. It's hard to blame the city of Tampa and outlying areas here because it's tough times. You probably could sell your ticket, like I said, and make your season ticket money right there, at least a good chunk of it back just by not going to that one game. Probably the only primetime game that they'll have. I think they might have a Thursday nighter, and I guess they could potentially flex some games later, but this was it for Tampa Bay probably. And it's a shame. You know, I believed the hype a little bit. Initially, I said, no, they're not going to beat the Eagles. And I said, oh, no, they might beat the Eagles. They got a good defense. They did for a half. And then the running back there put up, what, 100 and something, 98 yards or something like that. Ooh, okay. It's just a shame. Stupid flags, though. Again, I can't blame the Eagles fans for not wanting the flags. I get that. They won, so they're gloating on TV. And frankly, pretty well behaved. Even Chunk back there, he's just enjoying himself. He's you know, in the atmosphere of victory. And it's hard to fault him. I only heard one F-bomb, maybe two. One made it over the air. Pretty good. I mean, for Philly fans, I got to say, that's pretty dang good. I mean, I was expecting some fat woman with cheese whiz smeared all over her nipples, you know, to take off her very, very large Jalen Hurts jersey and then show that flop those things around. That is what Philadelphia is. Pretty well-behaved crowd. Just saying, go Birds. Hey, we won. And then this poor schlub. What's his name? Paul. I think, right? Paul? Yeah. Oh, no, Michael. Paluska. We're still like Baker Mayfield here. You're throwing him to the wolves. Don't do that to him. Do you need a live shot? What do you need a live shot for? You're throwing him to the wolves. You're throwing him to Chunk. He doesn't make enough money for this. Nobody makes enough money for that. But pretty well behaved. For Philadelphia fans who are notoriously one of the worst, not franchises in sports, they're pretty good, really. Over the years, won a lot of Super Bowls. But their fans are perpetually named some of the worst fans in the country. They're the only fan base that has attacked Santa Claus with batteries. You can look that up yourself. Or was it snowballs? Snowballs, and then I think it might have been a separate incident with batteries, or maybe it was snowballs and batteries at the same time. I can't remember. Either way, look it up yourself if you'd like to see it. Now, USA Today, however reliable they are, I don't know how much you trust USA Today, but this seems like a list of that we could all get behind here. Mike Freeman, this is from last year. From May, it was updated 2022, so it's about 18 months old, so perhaps his feelings have changed here. But I want to go over his list of the worst fan bases in sports. He said, if you're on this list, congratulations, you're the worst. these lists are tough because they're pretty biased and are pretty, you know, subjective. But let's see what Mike says. Mike has number 10 Philadelphia Eagles fans. That's right. Yeah, I think Eagles fans should be on the list. Although they earned some respect from me with their behavior Monday night. With the giant flag, they said no. That's a principle I can get behind. And again, only one F-bomb on live TV. Not bad. Not bad. Then you got Notre Dame football fans. I don't really see many in Florida. I know they're everywhere. I know they're, you know, always thought to be favorites, I guess, to win the national championship, at least in their eyes. They strongly believe that this is the year. They just got beat by Ohio State in the past few moments earlier this Saturday. So, no, again, they will be without a national championship, and that's a shame. You would think God would smile on his football team, and apparently he's an Ohio State fan. So, yikes. University of Texas football fans. I mean, when's a lot? I don't see any of those either, really. I mean, I guess there are a lot in Texas, no, undoubtedly. Thankfully, I don't have to deal with them very often. They haven't won a national title since the 1800s. At least that's how it seems. Okay. They got Arch Manning now. Things could be, tides could be changing. Maybe Texas would be some move to the SEC. You know, I don't know. I don't really mind. I don't see many, though. Subjective list. Golden State Warriors fans. San Francisco has a good team. They're going to be annoying. Yeah, that's just, of course. St. Louis Cardinals fans. Okay. Yeah, again, I don't really see many here, but that's all they have, man. It is all they have. They had the Rams at one point. They got to enjoy the greatest show on turf, and then it was taken away from them. And now that's all I have. It's the St. Louis Cardinals, right? St. Louis Blues, they got two. Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe they are. Red Sox fans, of course. You can't live in Tampa Bay without encountering a Red Sox fan at the Trop. I have many times. I went through a streak where I sat next to the drunkest. And you want to talk about an annoying accent. I know hillbillies get a you know, sounding dumb with their accents, with their hillbilly accents in the South. Boston accent. You may not be, but you sound like your IQ is in the dumpster. And I definitely agree the Red Sox fans are pretty bad. Boston Celtics fans, probably same reason. Yeah, we don't have a basketball team here. Closest is the Magic. So I'm sure they're just as bad. Yeah, New England Patriots fans, they were worse a few years ago. When they lost Tom, though, I feel like New England fans, when they lost Tom Brady, were humbled. And I feel like they really went and drew back a little bit. And they said, wow. And I think they became Bucks fans, actually, for a little while with Tom at the helm. You know, obviously some people remain steadfast with the Pats. But I think some converted. They wore those half and half, the half Pats Brady jersey half. Ugh, hate those. Grandmas wear those quite frequently. I've never seen a man wear that. And if I did, I think I would smack him. It's bad enough you're wearing a jersey, but yikes. Dallas Cowboys fan. Yeah. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys fans are pretty bad. Pretty bad. As a converted Dallas Cowboys fan, I grew up as a child in the era of Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Daryl Johnston, Charles Haley. Those were my guys. Deion Sanders was on that team for a while, too. Alvin Harper. And he became a Buccaneer. I got an Alvin Harper Buccaneer jersey as a boy, and he was terrible here. But that's when I started to wane. So I was pretty young when I started to become a Bucs fan, but I was admittedly a Cowboys fan for a long period of time. And I don't think I was annoying, but I did enjoy. They won a lot. The Dallas won a lot, and I think they sold their soul because they will never win again. I don't care. Every year, the past, I don't know, 10 years, you want to say? The Cowboys have been kind of up there as a potential to win it all this year, and they never do. They just got their butts kicked by the Arizona Cardinals. That's unfortunate. Dallas. Yeah, you're pretty bad. You're pretty bad. We got our callers that are Cowboys fans that, you can't humiliate them though. You tell them about maybe we just have a good one or something, but we tell them about their failures and they laugh. And then they go, oh, we're going to get you this year. And you go, okay. I mean, I guess if you're in Dallas, you get stabbed if you do that. But on the phone, we have good-natured people that like Johnny B. Anyways, maybe not me. Number one, Miami Heat fans. Okay. Not really a basketball guy. The city of Miami is horrendous. It's the city that cocaine built, and you can tell just by the architecture and the people that live there. It's not great. It's not great down in Miami. Heat fans, you know, are they there? I mean, I guess maybe you got some that kind of joined the bandwagon at one point when LeBron James came there. I don't really know a Heat fan. You know, I'm in Tampa though, so I'm sure they're there. I'm not saying they're not. I would just like to know how many came about in the past few years. You know, I guess, well, LeBron was there, 10 years ago now? So, God, I'm getting old. One that didn't make the list that should have, my least favorite sports fan is hockey. And in celebration of the Lightning taking the ice tonight in preseason, with the regular season starting, I believe, next week or the week after, Toronto Maple Leafs fans are the worst. The worst. And if only for one guy, one drunk guy who decided one day that he was going to try to, listen, here's what happened. Okay. So I was like 15 years old. Okay. Little chubby, little chunk boy going around with my Lightning jersey that I still have to this day that still fits. And I'm 250 pounds now. I went to the game. My friend's dad took us to the game. And I believe that Toronto won that game. At that time, it was the Thunder. Was it the Thunderdome? Something. I don't know. It wasn't Amalie at that time, but same building. You know what I'm talking about. And I believe that Toronto won that game. And we were leaving. And we were just kind of just walking. I was walking normally, kind of shifting my weight about, walking pretty slow. Big boy. And I see a guy who appears to be very drunk. He's tall-ish. At least I remember him being tall. Maybe it was just because I was much shorter than I am now. And he had a leather jacket on that was shiny. I remember that. I didn't like that, even back then. Still a bad look now, guys. And he looked at me, and his one eye was cross-eyed, and he spit on me. It's one of the worst things you can do to a human being. Spit's pretty bad. Like, I don't think anybody would throw up would be worse, I guess. Other stuff from downstairs, you know, pee. I don't know. No, I'd rather spit than pee, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure about that one. Leave it in the comments. Spit or pee, if you had to get one on you. Obviously, you know, reproductive fluid, no, I definitely wouldn't want that. Poo, definitely not. But it's, as far as bodily fluids go, spit is the best of them, I suppose. But he spit right on my jersey. Wasn't in my face or anything. He just spit on my jersey. And I was just like, that really sums you people up. And that's where my hate for Canada, I think, came from. Specifically the city of Toronto. A grown man spit on a boy who resembled Ellen DeGeneres that was very overweight because his team beat the kid's team. What a monster. What a pig. Should be ashamed of himself. That memory is embedded in my brain. It will never go away. And I hope he's dead now. I really do. I mean that very much. And I hope that one day Toronto is dealt with, and frankly, the whole country. They are the worst. Canadian sports fans in general are the worst. All their hockey teams stink, and they've got big mouths. So go Bolts. Looking forward to beating them again this year, because the Bolts will do that. And look for these videos and podcasts, you know, on nights we're off the air. I hope you enjoyed this one. Let me know in the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, your least favorite sports franchises. Let me know what fluids you would, if you had to pick one from a body, what would it be? Leave that in the comments. Worst fan, leave that in the comments. I hope you have a great night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. It's the 26th today of September 2023. So that means a live stream at 4 p.m. tomorrow right here on willsyoutube.com. Audio only on your favorite podcast app, HMB Radio, on your podcast application. And follow me on social media, home_made_man. There's a Venmo there. If you're feeling generous, you can hit that up. And you can leave a text or a voicemail, 813-693-2124. I guess that's it. Bye-bye.